What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Coming to you on this December chilly Monday evening, December 6, 2021. This is all about basketball, and this will be coming out, unfortunately, tomorrow morning at some point. But anyways, I already have a daily up right now. If you missed out on any dailies from over the past week or so, please go back and subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. Tell your fellow K-State alumni about it as well. So much came out, including Kansas State's football's next bowl destination. Oh yeah, and all that other jazz as well. More of that to come here on this new week here in December. But how about them cats? How about them cats, boys? Woo! I told you yes, we got Marquette coming up in a couple of days, but this is the one that I wanted to get. And K-State got it done yesterday afternoon in Wichita against the Wichita State Shockers. Huge, huge non-conference win. Now, I want to get even greedier. Let's get another one. But this is huge confidence, if anything, for this team. Bruce Weber's Cats, they went off to a slow start in this game. I mean, they did not get, and I thought to myself, oh my goodness, here we go, down 11-2 early on. But Wichita State struggled, and K-State's defense suffocated them, which got them back in the game. Good old Bruce Weber's defense suffocated the Shockers there. And what an atmosphere it was, especially big shot after big shot, especially late in the second half of that ball game there. Back and forth battle there. Marquise Noel, he has been so big for the Cats early on in the campaign here, scoring 7 of 16 points in the final minute and 35 seconds there. And then K-State just used a late sprint, kind of like, hey, I'm going to use this terminology that I like to use, like in a marathon or a 5K or a 10K, you want to be good down the stretch. You want to have that spurt down the stretch. That's what K-State did. And give credit. Give credit to that defense. Mike McGurl had some big shots late in this game as well. And they sealed the deal. Quite frankly, the last 5 minutes or last 2 minutes took like forever. Like half hour. Like it always does for a basketball game with fouls and all that other stuff. And K-State tried to give it away there in those final couple minutes there. But managed to hang on before a late surge by the Shockers, but it was too late for them. K-State knocks off, if you want to call it, little brother, if you will, Wichita State 65-59, yesterday's game there. you know, actually, Marquise Noel started this game. Usually he comes off the bench as a sixth man, but K-State did this. Now, I have not said his name yet. K-State did this without Nigel Pack, the point guard. Apparently, this was news to all of us when the broadcast came along. nobody heard about this prior to the game. I was a little stunned. Nigel Pack suffered a concussion the day before the game, so he was out, did not pass concussion protocol, so that allowed Noel to start the game. And oh boy, was he big down the stretch. Something Miguel came off the bench instead and provided a big spark off of there as well. Luke Kasupi made some big shots in the first half to get K-State back in the game. But Noel, 16 points, 35 minutes, starters minutes. How about Casey Aziegu? K-State used the pick and roll quite a bit in this one, kind of a la Atlanta Hawks there. With Trae Young, John Collins, Casey Aziegu was on the back end on some of those and really slam dunked those home. 14 for Aziegu, 12 for Miguel off the bench. I already mentioned Kasupke, 8 points off the bench as well. Mike McGurl, I mentioned it, struggled from the field, but again, I kind of nicknamed him. I talked to one of my buddies, not Alex Aiden, one of my other buddies yesterday towards the end of that game. What was the name? Now I lost it, but something on the fringe of fourth quarter, my girl came up big. It was something along the lines of that. Not really particularly in that, but I'm going to roll with it just for this daily. Fourth quarter, my girl showed up and hit some big shots there. Scored 10 points in the ball game there. K-State needed this one. Obviously, getting shut out in Kansas City. What's that idea? But you get one here on the road. Mark it. On the road. Hostile environment. And oh boy, that was some kind of environment down there in Wichita yesterday. And K-State, they got it done. They did what they needed to do there. Now, you come back home. Hopefully, they can use this momentum, a little bit of momentum, to carry on in. If they can get this, Marquette wins tonight. And we will record a weekly podcast, me and Alex, after the ball game. It'll be later on, a little bit, tad, maybe a half hour before, after the game is over, Wednesday night, for episode 74, and also more on K-State's Bold F Station as well. You already know, but it is an SEC opponent, so there's that as well. But hey, they can get two, that would be gigantic for this team. And as far as I'm concerned, yes, they have Nebraska down the road at some point in time, and maybe another opponent. But hey, you can get Marquette, a marquee name in the Big East. That I mean, this team was projected to be on the bubble anyways, but you can get this one too. You're setting yourself up here to try to get yourself in that particular position. So K-State, huge win on the road last night against Wichita State. Little brother taking them down as well. Came across a tweet sometime today or last night that apparently K-State has not watched Wichita State in quite some time. And hey, we keep that streak going for another year. We get them. We got them. We got them. We take down the Shockers like yesterday, 65-59. Thank you, Marquise Noel. Big points down the stretch there, which included an emphatic dunk by Mark Smith. That was some dunk there that pretty much put the caps on Wichita State. Remember, the Pearl Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Odyssey, and more. The Pearl Project Podcast into the next week or into the current week, new week, work week here in December or in a few weeks here. Oh, man, we're going to be in the new year. The K-State here winding down football. We know where they're going. K-State men's come off a big-time win there last night against Wichita State. This has been the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of Triple P.